Yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
And as people, if they come in, they join, then
I will include them in it. If not, then what we will probably do is take turns with you two responding for the people, for alternating back and forth. All right, amen. So let's go ahead and get started for this new moon service. Is there anything else that I need to announce? Let's see. No. We have a market tomorrow morning. And all the plants are doing real well. We have been doing real well at the market. So it's a good thing. I have been out there playing around on Hebrew Connect, which will be where we will be moving to. I'm excited about that, making that move. I don't know when I will come off a blog talk, but I'm thinking that I want to get rid of the bill and, just give the money towards Hebrew Connect. That's what we're going to be. All right. That being said, how is everything where you guys are at? Is it freezing cold? Is it snowing? What's going on up there?
It's a decent weather. We can't complain.
All right, amen. And what about you, Sister Mary?
Well, we're okay. We had a tornado Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you're here, so you didn't get hit. Was it close to you?
Yeah, kind of. It was in Foxville, Tennesseeville.
I hope nobody was killed.
Six people.
Six people? Wow. That was a bad one then.
It was.
Yeah, and it's kind of late in the season too, isn't it?
Yeah.
For tornadoes, usually November, usually by the latest, they're gone. But, sorry to hear that, really. All right, amen. All right, so let's go ahead and proceed. Let's start off with our Psalms 1, 11 and 10. And we'll start out with our opening prayer. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 10. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your month, shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And Solomon sent to Haran, the king of Tyre, saying, As thou didst deal with my father David, and didst send him cedars to build a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build a house to the name of Yah, my Elohim, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings, morning and evening, on the Sabbath and on the new moon, and on the solemn feast of Yah, our Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 12 and 13. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yah on the altar of Yah, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses on the Sabbath and on the new moon, and on the solemn feast, three times in a year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of wheat, and in the feast of tabernacles. We celebrate this festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah, our Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Father. We fervently call upon you. You are great and you are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. John 14 and 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. The book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahushua HaMashiach the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth this word, and in him verily is the love of Elohim perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. He that saith he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walks. The book of Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear Elohim and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of waters. Revelation chapter 19, verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our Elohim, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And let the congregation give Yah praise. Hallelujah, Father. We just praise your name and give you glory, honor, and praise on today. For you are worthy. You are worthy, Yah. You are worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy. You are worthy. And you alone, Father. And we just magnify you on today as we celebrate this new moon celebration. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory to your name. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. Now for our recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has HaMashiach with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of Elohim with idols? For you are the temple of the living Elohim, as Elohim has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be you separated, saith God, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yah Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Elohim. Let us bow our heads. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor and revere, to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And let's see, Sister Mary, if you'll respond first for the people. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Yah, our Elohim.
Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
King of kings.
King of kings.
The Holy One of Israel. You are. You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings, and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yahushua, our HaMashiach. You have given us the beginning of months as a season of making amends, of atonement for our ignorant sin, and renewal of our consecration and offering the acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. The Book of Romans, Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Elohim. And Sister Denise, it's your turn. Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe. Who has kept us and sustained us and enable us to keep this appointment with you. Amen. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. Restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth, and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verses 1 through 16. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 16. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful in entertaining strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bond, and as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers Elohim will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, Yah is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Elohim, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Yahushua HaMashiach, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without or outside the camp. Wherefore, Yahushua also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without or outside the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the gate, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing cities, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually, that is, fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, Elohim is well pleased. And Sister Mary, you're up to respond for the people. We bless and praise you for your eternal counsel, when you will have compassion upon your people and restore your glory once again upon Zion, and your kingdom shall be exalted over all. Amen. Psalms 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon Gedith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. And the blowing of the shofar. I'm going to blow first, and then we will hear the professional do it. Wow. blowing up the shofar. Praise as I blow the shofar, for those are our offerings to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord.
Shemai Israel, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikad, Baruch Shema Kavod, Malkuto Lamolah Vehad, Shemai Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ikad. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. The lighting of the menorah. To celebrate Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you for all the fullness of the Elohim head, or the Godhead, dwells in Yeshua HaMashiach, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that we are believing this night as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 3, chapter 9, verse 12, or Colossians chapter 2, verses 3, 9 through 12, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. And let's see. Let's take turns on this as well, okay, for the response. All right, amen. Okay, so let me get my lighter. Let's work. All right, so as we do this, let's see, who was the last to respond? Was that Sister Denise?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll start with Sister Mary and then alternate back and forth. All right, amen. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And Sister Mary, if you will respond for the people, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And Sister Denise, if you will reply for the people, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? And Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of counsel. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? And Sister Mary, we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Let's see. Okay, got it. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
And Sister Mary, would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah, Elohim? And we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the fear of Yah.
Amen. Let's get a Most High hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The book of Romans, chapter 12, starting in verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Elohim, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Elohim. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according according as Elohim has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Mashiach, and every one members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhorts on exhortation. Or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving Yah, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith Yah. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. May the Most High bless you to the reading, hearing, the understanding, and the, more so the doing of his work. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. Sanctification of the month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and with the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. We unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the path of your righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth and his name one. And let all us say, amen. Amen. And then, who is up? Is it, I think it's Sister Denise.
Yes.
Respond for the people. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you
who sanctify your people in the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
And then this will be Sister Mary. O Yah, our Elohim,
O Yah, our Elohim,
we call upon you this day,
we call upon you this day,
to hear our prayers for forgiveness.
For the sins that we have so ignorantly
committed.
For the sins that we have so ignorantly committed.
We beg your mercy for our willful sins.
And beg your mercy for our willful sins.
And pray that you do not impute them against us.
Pray that you do not
impute. Huh? Impute. Impute them against us. For your holy name's sake. And for Zion's sake. And for your people's sake. And for all mankind. We turn to you. And seek your compassion. And your mercy. Yahweh our rock. And our Redeemer. Hear our prayer. Amen. O Yah Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially so that we could have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically so we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all we do, and let all the people say, amen.
Amen.
All right. Let us go. You have your grape juice and your bread? Okay, I got to go get my grape juice. I'll be right back. And I'm going to play a song. I ran into this on Hebrew Connect, and I like it, by this girl.
Thank you.
Amen. Everybody back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for this communion? Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in the bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So if you will take the bread in your left hand, put your right hand over it, as we bless the bread. Father Yah, we thank you on this day, and we ask that you would receive this bread as the representation of the body of Messiah that was beaten for us and broken for us. And you show how to express his name. Amen and amen. You may eat the bread. And when you have finished, Sister Mary, if you repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects the bread from the earth.
Who resurrects the bread from the earth.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For finding us, your people.
Okay.
In the renewal of our lives this month. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your body. Thank you for sacrificing yourself for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessing of the grape juice or the wine. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be, our Heavenly Father, the great Creator, who chose to emerge from the dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yahushua HaMashiach. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Yahushua said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And Sister Denise, if you'll repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim. King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine. Hold on, I think you got muted. Who creates the fruit of the vine? I think you got muted. Sister Denise? Hello?
Put a cell phone here.
Okay.
I'm not on mute. Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can. I can now.
Okay.
All right, who creates the fruit of the vine?
Who creates the fruit of the vine?
All right, amen. Take the cup of the grape juice, place it in your left hand. Place the right hand over it. Father Yah, we thank you for the sacrifice which Yeshua HaMashiach, that he went to the cross and he died for us and that he shed his blood. We ask that you would accept this cup as a representation of his blood and as a representation of the covenant which we enter into with him when we partake of it. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen. And amen. And you may drink out of the cup. Let us thank Yah Elohim. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. We thank you and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yahushua, our HaMashiach, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf and the victories which you have given us in our lives, both in this at this time and in the previous time. You are mighty. You are a mighty Elohim and our Savior. And all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, our Yah, or O Yah, Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised. And we give thanks unto you and for all your great benefits to us. Hallelujah. And I would just like to start off and give a personal testimony to the Most High. I want to thank him for blessing us in our crops and in at the market. We are continuing to grow and to prosper, and if I had the people here, I would actually put people to work, because I think that we could probably attend 3 or 4 markets and be clearing 10, 15, or 20,000 a week at this. We've gotten that good at it, but with it just being me and my wife doing it, and her on days when she's not working, Yah is blessed, and the word is getting out there, and the people are returning, and new people, you know, steadily coming. I really want to thank him for all that he is, the increase that he's giving us in this. He said he would, and he is faithful to his word, and so I want to thank him in it for that, and I want to thank Yah for each and every one of you. I appreciate you, sister, so much, because you are dedicated and you are faithful. And I know that you love truth and that you want to walk in it. And so I thank Yah each and every day for each one of you. I truly do. And with that, I'll turn it over to anybody else if they have any personal testimonies that they want to say.
Yes, I do. I just want to thank the Most High and bless him. For blessing me to know of his teachings and give me the strength and the privilege to teach him. I just thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
I'm a piggyback off Mary. I'm saying the same thing. I just want to thank the Father for allowing me to do another new moon.
Amen. Amen. Because somebody didn't make it.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, Brother Miles,
nobody's on. That's right. You know what? And what else I found out, Sister Mary? Even if they do know, they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. I'm kind of just amazed with how people pick and choose
what they're going to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. It, you know, I can see when you don't know. Then you can't do what you don't know. But when you know and you refuse to do it, or you're going along with the masses because this is what the masses is doing, then I've always had issue with that. Because, you know, the masses, we already see the masses are the ones that ain't going to make it.
Right.
They're the ones that, you know, they're trying to do what everybody else is doing. So, yeah, it is a blessing to know. And I thank y'all for even showing me even the new moon. Because I have not always kept it. But when he showed it to me, once I knew.
No, Brother Miles, and an honor to do.
Amen. Amen. I you know.
It was you laughing.
Huh?
Because when the tornado came, I told her. I said, I bet Santa Claus flew this basket.
You know, this is, you know, and I still think for a lot of so-called saints, they say they keep the law, that they are still missing this time of the year, some of them. And, you know, they're not participating, but they're still missing it. And so that's not a good thing.
Not because I don't miss it.
I don't either, not at all. Now, it irritates me.
Right, it does.
Yeah, it really does. It irritates me. And then, like, at the farmer's market, you know, they all want to do their Christmas things and stuff. I'm not doing no Christmas thing. I don't observe it. I don't, you know, I don't celebrate it, and I'm not going to do that. It's not part of my belief system. And, you know, I believe in Messiah. Probably more than y'all do. But, you know, I'm not going to say it like that. I said I believe in him, and, you know, but I don't celebrate his birth at this time, and I don't celebrate pagan holidays.
Not at all.
So.
Not Christmas, not New Year's, not 4th of July.
Not any of them.
Not none of them.
Right. And so, you know, they think that it's weird, and I know people who be thinking like, well, it's just a fad. I'm like, why would you think it's just a fad? Not just a phase I'm going through. You know, once you know to do better, you have to do better.
You do better, yeah.
So, you know, it's like when you do things when you're younger and you don't know any better, and then as you know better, you do better.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, people want to stay stagnant in a lot of things. You know, this is the way I started, and this is the way I want to continue. I'm like, if you learn, and if you learn, then you have to do, and you're accountable for what you learn in doing it. So you can't say that you were ignorant of it, that you weren't doing it.
Well, I praise him most times for that.
Amen.
I'm glad he opened my eyes. I do.
Yeah.
Amen. I do always as well. Because, you know, as I said, sometimes when I'm teaching myself too. And sometimes I don't know what I'm going to teach until the Most High gives it to me. And so, you know, I'd be like, Dad, I'm guilty of that myself. I better stop.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is.
And you know, go ahead. Your mouth, what gets me is when you tell them you don't celebrate the holidays, and they still want to include you in it and ask you to do stuff, and you already told them you don't celebrate it.
Yeah, no, mine know better than that. They don't want to see me mad, so. Yeah, I can understand it, Sister Denise, because they just don't want to, they want to find some type of way to make you do it.
Right.
And you know, my own kids would use like, well, you've been gone, or you've been this, or you've been that. You know, so let's go do this on the Sabbath. No. I said, if it's for my own pleasure, I'm not doing it. If it's for your pleasure, I'm not doing it. You know, pick another day. Well, I don't have any other day. I said, yeah, you got other days. It's just that you want to do other things those days. But you want to do this on the Sabbath because you know I keep Sabbath. So, no. I love you, but no. I love the Most High more.
That's right.
And be like,
yeah.
Wow. I said, yep, you got that. I love you, and I would give my life for you. But if it was a choice between you and him, he'd win every time.
Exactly.
So, I like I said, I appreciate you, sisters, in that. Even, you know, some of the people who listen, they still be fighting, you know, keeping it. And I'm like, why are you fighting that when I've shown you in the scriptures, just because it's not in Leviticus, it's not, you know, it's not mentioned in those verses, it's still a commandment. Every commandment ain't in one place.
Right.
But, you know, it's a requirement, and so I think people be trying to say that Yah be, that he's already tasked them enough in keeping his feast days and his Sabbath, and if you add another one, they just don't want to do it. I'm like, wow. I really am. I'm like, wow.
I tell them that
even
them, so
busting against
me.
Right. Amen. Well, I don't ever take it personal.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure not going to take it personal because, you know, it's not something I got to answer for. My job is to tell people.
Right.
And if they do it, they do it. If they don't, they don't. I'm not trying to, you know, as I said, and I really do believe this because y'all had to work with me on this. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put nobody into. That's him. He'll make the final decision. My job is just to tell. As long as I do that, then, you know, I believe that I am good with him in that regard. He won't be able to say, well, you didn't tell him. So, you know, even when I put it out there, there are, you know, and then people want to argue when the new moon is. And I'm like, people saying that the full moon is the new moon. And I'm like, where are you getting that from? What scripture are you getting that from? I said, show me. Don't show me something you made up. I said, because there's nowhere, unless it's a tradition of men, that the new moon is the full moon. And they can never show me. I didn't think so. Because, you know, usually the Most High will give it to me right away. They just take me there. And the only difference was, I think with this service was that we have to stick with the scripture. It says when their first sighting of the new moon. You can't see the new moon because the moon is all dark. And the first time you can see it is when the light first hits it and it's at the first crescent. That's the next night. That's the first time you can see it. Other than that, you can't see it. And so that's what I have adhered to for us. So you can go on the internet and say, when is the new moon? It will probably tell you that it was tonight, but for last night, like the 12th. But it's really the 13th, because if you go outside right now, if it's clear, if you go outside and look for the moon, you won't find it. But tonight, it will be the first crescent. But because this is the beginning of that, the evening and the morning, it's the beginning of the day. I chose that we would do it, you know, tonight. Anyway, let's see. Time for that meal. It's time to eat. So I'm gonna go get mine. Let me see if my garlic bread is finished cooking. I'm gonna have me some, what's that? That vegetarian or yeah, it's the meat in it is not meat. It's vegetables.
Oh, okay.
But it actually tastes like meat.
Like a lasagna.
It's actually a spaghetti, but the meat, it's called Impossible Meat.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, you should try it. It's plant-based, but it's good. At least it is to me. I prefer it over beef now, period.
Okay.
So.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's good. I think Burger King got an Impossible Burger. that is plant-based. Mm-hmm. But you would think you're eating meat.
Okay.
But you're not. It's all, it's 100.
Yeah, because I didn't know too much about it, so I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna mess with that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Actually, it's really good.
Okay.
If you are still, you know, craving meat, but you don't want to eat meat,
mm-hmm. right?
Because you know some things they can put in as a meat substitute, and you know it ain't meat.
Mm-hmm.
It don't taste like meat. It don't feel like meat in your mouth. Nothing like that. This you won't be able to tell the difference.
Okay.
So I've been eating those, and then I buy the Impossible Chicken. The Impossible, like chicken nuggets,
mm-hmm.
and the Impossible chicken breast. You think that it's chicken, but it's not.
Hmm.
It's 100%. It is 100% plant based.
Oh, okay.
So that's the way I've been eating, and then every once in a while, because you still got to have a little bit of animal protein, because we don't get. You can get every vitamin, mineral, and nutrient from plants except vitamin B12. Can't get that from plants. Got to get it from animals. And we need that for our brains.
Oh, okay.
So every now and again, I'll eat a piece of fish or a piece of chicken. But I don't eat a lot of it. Most of the time, it's, you know, the plant-based stuff. So I'll be right back. Let me put on a song, and I'm going to go get my spaghetti with my garlic bread. Yeah, let me play this while we're... And Sister Mary, what you eating tonight?
I have a chicken salad.
Chicken salad.
Yes.
Amen. And what you got, Sister Denise?
I have a wolf and potatoes and carrots.
Oh, amen. Sounds good, too. All right. I'm going to play this and go get my plate, and then hopefully we'll all be back and we'll pray over it.
Alrighty.
What's up, everybody? This is Anthony Brown, Anthony Brown and Luke Gary. And I'm so excited to debut for you my brand new single, Work, from the new project, Everyday Jesus. This song is so special to me because this song is all about love. It's all about the fact that the greatest love of a Savior that would give his life for both you and for me. I think in this world that we live in, we're reminded enough of what will never become, what we'll never do, and what we can't do. But I want you to know today that he thought you were worth saving. He thought you were worth dying for. He thought you were worth keeping. And because of all of that, not only am I worth it, but so are you. mean nothing else.
You guys back?
Yes.
Okay, my food still ain't ready. I ain't gonna hold y'all up. So, let's bow our heads. Father, yeah, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. Father, we ask that you would bless this meal and the nourishment of our bodies. In Christ's name's sake, amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all go ahead and start. I'll play some more music or talk or whatever until my food is ready. Let's see. Roscadose, Sister Clara, Happy New Moon. All right, let's go ahead. Let's see. I was looking for a song. Maybe I uploaded it over here. By one of our Hamite brothers. But I feel the spirit of the Most High on him when he sings. Where is that song at? Anyway, I told you guys that I was going to introduce you to some stuff about ancient Egypt. Because a lot of the things that they say, you know, a lot of the Egyptians say that we got stuff, that the Christian or the Hebrew Israelite got stuff from Egypt, that we stole it from them, but they don't realize that the Elohim of Egypt is the same Elohim, and that he fired them and then raised up Israel, and then he fired Israel. And told Israel, you know, Israel can be, we can what, be grafted back in.
Yeah.
But some of the things, it's just like when Aaron made the golden calf, and when you look in Egyptian in their hieroglyphs and the things that they worshipped, a lot of what it meant, you know, it's like I know that Yah made everything in the creation for us. That's everything on this planet and off of this planet. And we're just trying to get into outer space to force our time to go. When we are resurrected, then we will have a body that can actually live in outer space. Think about that. You can't die, so how is outer space going to kill you? It can't. Okay, and so you could actually be on the moon with no air because you don't really need air. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And you can be someplace that it is frigidly cold, and it don't matter because it just can't affect you that way. The only thing that can actually affect you in a negative way is what?
The lake.
That's right. Specifically created to torment spiritual beings. Because other than that, there's nothing that torments them. So yeah, I made made that fire for the lake. Made that to torment spiritual beings. Other than that, anything in the creation, you know, the earth is going to be basically on fire because that is the Most High's nature. Thank you. I think I poured me some tea in a cup.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't drink it, did you?
No.
No, I just, you know, just a cup of tea, no ice in it. Because even the nature of the Most High, when we look at his physical appearance, it says that, you know, his appearance is as of what, fire?
Fire, yeah.
And he's going to melt everything on this earth. He says, you know, the rocks and everything are going to melt. He's going to transform this earth where it can abide in his presence. And we have to be of the same nature. We have to have the same body. So when I started looking at those things and going beyond that, and then looking at the heavens, looking at the promises that are to us, if we're not confined to this earth, then the universe is unlimited.
Oh, I thought you had this next to it.
No, that was just sitting there.
Okay.
All right, thank you. You know, traveling the universe is unlimited. And so I, for one, look forward to that time. That, you know, I can say, yeah, I want to go 300 light years from here and to this galaxy. And you can say, well, what's stopping you?
Hmm.
Ain't nothing between you but faith and opportunity. So that is that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, serving him and praising him, but also being able to take advantage of all that he's created. But think about it. We can only see a part of his creation. Even with the most powerful telescopes, we can only see so far out. And as far as we can see, we know that there's more after that. We just can't see it. But we know that there's more. No matter what direction you look. So he says we can't even imagine. And he created it all for us. So I wanted to start showing us some things in that vein, but you definitely have to be ready for it. I don't know if everybody can consume it. Some things it will challenge some people. But anyway, let me find. We're going to take. I found a way to download a couple of these movies, and we could upload it here and watch it together, and then talk about it. Do you think UFOs are evil?
Say it again.
Do you think that UFOs are evil?
It's evil.
Do you think that they're evil?
Is that what you asked me?
Yeah.
Are they evil?
Yes.
I didn't even give that much thought. Okay, who are evil?
UFOs.
Yeah. UFOs. You know, Brother Mal, I really don't believe in UFOs.
Why not?
I just say it's not in the book.
How do you know it's not in the book? They're not calling it a UFO, but how do you know the same thing is not in the book? If you saw...
Do you believe in little green men with big heads?
I don't know if they got, if they're little green men with big heads. They might be little gray men with big heads. I just know the things that I've seen personally, that I know that they're not from here. I've seen some things. First time was when I was 15 or 16 years old. And you got to imagine this. If you look at the night sky and you see something going across the heavens, and it's really bright, but you can tell that it's not in our atmosphere, and it goes behind the moon. But then it comes out from behind the moon the same way it went in. Nothing that, you know, that means that it had to be being, what, driven by something? Because planets and meteors and comets don't act like that. They don't just reverse course. So, you ever seen a shooting star?
No, I haven't.
You never seen a shooting star?
No.
Do you look up much?
Yeah, I look up all the time.
But you've never seen a shooting star go across the sky?
No.
Wow. Well, trust when I say this, they don't change direction. Okay, when you see them falling, they don't make turns, they don't do anything like that. They just go straight. But when you see something that is not in this atmosphere, and it goes behind the moon, and it comes back out the same way it went in, that told me that it had to be something else driving it. It was not a shooting star. It was not a rock going through the heavens. It was not a comet or an asteroid. There was something that was being intelligently driven, like an airplane. I've seen those also in our atmosphere. And I've shown them to other people. They said, what is that? And they'll look at it. They'll be like, I don't know. I said, does it look like it's in the atmosphere or outside the atmosphere? So have any of you ever looked through a telescope?
You saw
the Milky Way? Did you see all those stars? Do you think that the Earth would be the only place that the Most High would make put life at?
The only concentrate on where you put life at.
Right.
No, not probably not. I just haven't done it.
Well, I can't say I've seen any other type of life. Like a little tiny spaceman, like you said. I've not seen that. But would it make sense to create all that he's created out there and we be the only life that he put out here? Just food for thought. Because when I look at the earth, and the earth being only one planet, and then there are trillions of planets, why would he only put life on this one? Okay, let's change the subject.
Can I tell you what took me out?
What's that?
When I first time I flew in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming to California. Don't you know how to snow is on the mountain?
Right.
So when we left, that's what I was in the mountain. I'm knowing that I'm up in the clouds now, right? I'm thinking I'm still looking at the snow. And the man sits next to me and tells me, no, he's up in the clouds. I said, wait a minute.
Or you would think the top of the clouds where it's the snow on the top of the mountains?
Right.
Mm.
It changed on me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I thought, hey, it's kind of tripping out.
Yeah, well, when I was going to get my pilot's license, when you're in a small plane and you're going through those clouds, they feel like they're hard as the ground.
Yeah.
The air around you and the bumps and stuff, it feels like, you know, you swear you was on a road. I feel that hard. But, you know, looking at those clouds and realizing that they're the clouds, I can see the first time you seeing that, it would trip you out. Not being used to seeing it from that perspective. But you ever watch anything about like ancient history?
About what?
About ancient history.
That's about like Napoleon.
Even before Napoleon. Yeah, ancient history. Yeah, even before him.
Like about dinosaurs
and things? Yeah, like dinosaurs. If you look at programs about things that people have built, but then they'll tell you that it was 12 or 15,000 years ago. Or that we can't even repeat the technology today.
Right. Yeah.
So I wonder how did they do things? We're supposed to be more advanced than them, right? The way they teach stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got the caveman, and then we just evolved through all this other things. But we're supposed to be the latest and the greatest. But then you find stuff that people have done.
I don't think you're the latest in the greatest. I think technology has made us lazy and stupid.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you there. But I think that our motivation on this earth right now, in the past 5,000 years, is not what it's supposed to be. That we're not... We have grown up to be, what, greedy, self-centered, lazy.
Yep.
And that's not what was intended. But then there were societies before us, even with all our technology, we can't do what they did. How is that possible? If we're supposed to be more advanced than them, how did they do what they did that's more advanced than us? So somewhere something was lost. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or they because see, we just assumed that they died out. But what if they didn't die out? What if they left this planet? Just food for thought. Because see, some of the stuff I'm going to show y'all is going to say that this earth gets regenerated every 5,000 or 6,000 years. And at the end of each 5,000 or 6,000 years, all humanity is killed. The earth is destroyed. And only a certain few get to leave. Just food for thought. Because it's putting the same things, it's putting the things that are written in the scriptures just in a different light, rather than thinking about them 100% on the spiritual level. I don't even want this.
Okay, well, I think it just for when you didn't want to use it.
Okay, I'll use it tomorrow.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Leave it on the table.
Okay.
Thank you. In other words, what if it was more scientific than what we think it is, but it also has to have the spiritual aspect to it? In other words, the Most High don't want us out there in the heavens being evil. So we have to learn how to behave here before we go out there. Yeah, I don't know if I should show you guys this stuff or not.
Yeah, you need to show us.
I don't know. It should be like Brother Miles lost his mind. No, these are just things that the Most High has shown me previous. And, you know, as I said, none of this matters unless you are what? Saved?
Right.
If you're not a member of the kingdom and going to get into the kingdom, nothing else really matters.
Yeah.
So I don't go into a lot of stuff, even though I don't teach it. But just food for thought. What if the Most High, his plan is to regenerate man every 5,000 or 6,000 years? And you're either part of the good seed and you make it out, or you're not. Did it change your perspective any?
I'm still thinking.
Still thinking?
Yeah, still thinking.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you take the totality of everything and say, okay, if I look at all this stuff as a whole, and I look at even the stuff from Egypt, that had they not corrupted themselves, the knowledge that they were given,
right,
and then they corrupted themselves. But if you understand the knowledge that they were given, that we're not taught today, then the message actually changes a little bit. And not from salvation, but what the whole end game is. So when we start off in Genesis chapter 1, and he tells Adam and Eve to what? Be fruitful and multiply,
mm-hmm,
and replenish the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Then how are you going to replenish it if we just started? Anytime you read something, you're what, redoing it?
We redo it, right.
So how are you going to replenish something that was already plenished before? If it wasn't, you know, how are you going to replenish something that was never plenished? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Then that should make a flag go up and say, wait a minute. When was the earth ever plenished? At this time, when was it ever supplied with people and all this kind of stuff? So why is he saying to replenish it unless it had already been plenished and something happened? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just like another example of that would be when you study history and you study Egyptian history, the Egyptians know all of their pharaohs from the first one to the last one, okay? They know that history. How could there ever be a pharaoh come up that didn't know Joseph?
Right.
You'd have to say either the story is a lie or something what happens. Because a red flag should go up and say, wait a minute. The Egyptians documented their history extremely well and wrote it in stone. How could there ever be a pharaoh, if the Bible is true, how could there ever be a pharaoh that didn't know Joseph?
Right.
And so then you have to question that. Wait a minute, it's just said this pharaoh didn't know Joseph. How is that possible? But then when you go looking, you find out that, what, the Egypt had been conquered by the Assyrians, and this Assyrian pharaoh didn't know Joseph. So there's always a reason, but the reason I'm getting at this is the words are what, important?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're important. And so, and the most I don't want us to take anything just for face value. If it's something that you should say hmm to, you should say hmm to it and go look into it.
Right.
So when I see certain things like that, I always go look into them. So how are you saying to replenish? Because it makes sense in, hold on, I'm going to pull up something here. Time right now as part of the new moon. And if y'all get sleepy and want to go to bed, I understand. Okay. I'm going to read two verses. I'm going to read a verse to you. This is out of Genesis chapter 9. Okay? Matter of fact, I think I'll just share my screen. All right, pull up screen sharing and you should be seeing my Bible. And when you got it, if you're saying it.
I see your picture. Right. I see your picture.
Give it a hot second. It should come in.
There you go.
Okay. Let me expand this. What I'm looking at, I want to look at these two verses. Oh, you see down here where the mouse is at?
Yep.
And so I'm looking at Genesis 1 and 28 and Genesis 9 and 1.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we got that word replenished in both of those verses, right?
Right.
Yes. In Genesis 9, this is right after the flood, and the only ones left in the world are Noah and his sons and their wives. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if they're the only people, then we can understand that there were more people in the world before this, right?
Right.
So for the Most High to say, and Elohim blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and what?
Replenish.
Resupply the earth. Refill the earth. That makes sense there, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we know he just killed everything. But when we read about it in Genesis 1 and 28, this is talking about Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve are supposed to be, what, the first man and the first woman?
Yeah.
Right. So he tells them to replenish the earth, refill the earth. But wait a minute. It was Adam and Eve were the first two, so when was it filled before then? Does it make sense?
I don't say, but they had to be finished.
Right. So then you have to, okay, the book is not specifically talking about it, but he's telling us that there was something there before them. We just have to be curious enough to go looking for it. And we may not find it in the Bible because it's not something that's germane to our, what, salvation?
Right.
Or important to where he wants to take us. But he's telling us clearly that there was something here before these two. And so when we go to other books, like the Egyptian history, then they'll have stories about what was here before. And when you look into those things, then according to their book, the earth has been here over 100 million years. And every 5,000 or 6,000 years, the earth is destroyed. And a new Adam and Eve come up. Now, that's something you ain't never heard before, right?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that is, it's like this is a cycle. Or it's like the Most High is planting people and he gets a new crop every 5,000 or 6,000 years. Sound crazy?
Not really. No.
Okay.
No,
your sister over there, she got quiet.
I'm still here.
when Mary get quiet, you have to be wondering.
Right.
But if you could imagine that, every 5,000 or 6,000 years, we're supposed to evolve to a certain level. And then there's a harvest. And then it starts over. Just food for thought. Because there's certain things, if you find something that The people don't exist anymore. But their technology was more advanced than ours.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to wonder what happened to them. Did they just die out? Where'd they go? You ever see on the internet or through anything the big giant drawings that they do on the ground? If you can't tell what it is if you're on the ground, but once you get into the air, you can tell what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you draw something?
So,
No, I'm talking about this is so large that if you're on the ground, you can't tell what it is. You might not even know that it's a drawing. But when you get up in the air, then you see, oh, wait a minute. That's a drawing of a spider. But on the ground, you can't tell. So you have to ask yourself, why would somebody create something so large that you can't tell what it is from the ground, and the only way you can tell what it is from the air, unless they were in the air? But this is supposed to have been done thousands of years ago. Yep. And why? And you know what they say? That the Egyptians didn't build the pyramid.
Right.
That they are actually older than they are. The Egyptians built some pyramids, but the biggest ones, they didn't build. And we can't build them today. We don't have machines big enough to move the stones that they move.
Right, right.
So you have to think about those things. How in the world did they do it and we couldn't do it and we can't do it still today? Even with our big cranes and everything else. Some rope and some chisels, carve out these rocks, and then put them on boats and floated them down the Nile River, took them off the boat and moved them to the pyramid. And we can't even lift them. Things could just make you go, how could they do that and we can't? What type of technology did they have that we don't have today? Have we gotten smarter or have we gotten dumber? You know those drawings in the cave, the ones that that caveman did? That I have to show you a movie where they said these weren't cavemen. These drawings of these animals in the caves are done from the position of space. Like they're up in the air and out of space when they made these drawings in this cave to look like you could only tell that it was the shadows and stuff are done in such a way that you're looking at it as though you're way up high in the sky. And it's a mess. Oh, wait a minute. Here's another one. how could the cavemen make cave drawings that last 5,000 or 6,000 years or more, and our paint don't last that long? We're more advanced, but they were using paint that has lasted 10,000, 20,000
years.
But we don't have paint that lasts that long. Let me give you another perspective on that, Sister Mary. What if they ran into the caves to try to escape? They were very advanced. They ran into the caves to try to escape, but to try to leave a message for future generations as to this is what happened. And they have the technology that exceeds ours, but we ourselves have taught ourselves that these were cave people. But they weren't cave people. They were like us, but they were running from the destruction of the earth. And they had more technology than what we have. So this reiteration of man is stupider. But it's only because what we have made priority. We don't care about mankind as a whole. We are more, what, self-indulged? But if we change our mindset to be everything for the good of man, for everybody, how much more could we achieve?
A lot more. A lot more.
And this is what it said, that civilizations before us achieved a lot more than we achieved. But in the end, they always get destroyed. And only a few are saved. Does that sound familiar? Right. So we're going to look at some stuff. There's going to be some things. I'm not going to say I 100% agree with it. Some perspectives that I don't agree with. However, you guys ever look at crop circles? Crop circles. Okay, I'm going to show you something on the screen. And we'll finish up this, but just food for thought, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna reshare my screen. Go ahead and look at screen sharing. So you see these things, these pictures I have on my screen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
These are crop circles.
That's what I was talking about. You can't.
Right, okay. You have people who have tried to create these?
Yes,
Oh, they can create some of them, but then there's some that they just cannot create. They're too intricate. And then when you get down close to them, what did it, you know that no person could have done this. Now, they're saying that these are done by UFOs, okay? Now, you know this one over here where it says Esquire and this picture of this guy where my mouse is at?
Uh-huh.
No UFO did that. But the ones like these where you see these intricate patterns, or you see like this one right here from the History Channel, I'll make it bigger, that one right there.
Right.
They say that they have it on film where these things appear in a matter of seconds. When people try to do it, they are it's taking them 4, 5, 6 hours, but they have it on film where these things appear in these fields in a matter of seconds. You fly over the field, it ain't there. You fly back and it's there. No person did that. But what would be the purpose of doing this?
Yeah, what would be the target? Give signs or signals or something?
He's trying to send a message.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So, remember in the 1970s or the 80s, might have been even the 60s, where they sent out that message on a record in outer space? You guys remember that? Where they sent out a message on a gold record in outer space, trying to see if somebody would read it and contact them.
Mm-hmm.
They got a response to it. They got a response to that record. I'll pull it up one day and we'll look at it. But they responded the same way that we sent out our message. And even corrected the mistake that was in our message. But said that they live, that their species lives on two planets in their solar system. We told them that we live on the third planet from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
They said they live on the third and the fifth planet from the sun, from their sun. But they did it in a such a way, they replied the same way that we sent it to them. Now, do you think, look at this one right here. Do you actually think a person would have time to do that?
No.
And they say that that goes disappear in a matter of seconds. A lot of work.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to be looking into a lot of these things because these crop circles are supposed to be messages. But you got to know what you're looking for in order to even try to interpret what they're trying to tell us. So we'll have Sister Mary give us a lesson on them. Since she brought them up. Yeah, this stuff is just crazy. What would even make your mind even imagine something like that? Well, we're going to listen to a guy. He's a black guy. His story is kind of unique. But a lot of the things that he says just make too much sense. Once you listen to it, it just makes too much sense. And yeah, we're just going to listen to some of his stuff. I don't say that you got to believe what he's saying. I don't say you got to buy into it. Just food for what? Thought. Okay. Anyway, let's go ahead and finish up on this one because it's getting late for you guys. And especially if you're on the East Coast time. Well, you guys are 2 hours behind now, right?
Right.
So it's only about 10, 10, 14?
Now 14.
Oh, so you're an hour behind. But then, Sister Mary, aren't you another hour behind?
No, I'm at 9:14.
Okay. All right, so it's not that bad. I don't know. Some of us be going to bed with the sun and getting up with the sun.
Yeah, important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll go ahead and finish up this new moon service. I'm going to present some of that information just for GWIS stuff. For us to look at and just say, because it actually lines up with the scriptures, but it just depends upon how you want to interpret the scripture. Okay. I need to take you down. Okay. All right, so come on. All right. All right, so let's do our, go to Numbers chapter 6. Well, we want to do a devotional. And I'm praying that the Most High will open the doors that have been closed to us. Oh, let me say this now while you guys are here. We will not have a service Saturday morning. This coming Saturday morning. Because I've been trying to get my VA disability. And they have given me a doctor's appointment on a Saturday that I cannot turn down. So I have to go to this appointment. Usually they don't do that, but they did it this time. So I have to go to this appointment, and it's going to interfere with me trying to teach that morning. So we will do a service that night, Saturday night. But we will not have one Saturday morning. I'll let you guys know that now. Anyway, Numbers chapter 6, verses 26, 24 through 27. Yah bless thee and keep thee. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I really do love you. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Hear Yah and keep his commandments, and happy new moon to everybody.
Yes.
Shalom.
Shalom.
And I think I want to play this one more time, and then we're out. I love this brother.
I'm from the right along with that.
Nathaniel Bassett. I just feel the anointing what he sings. And it takes me before the throne. Him and, his group. But I can't select on here. Not acting right when I try to select. If I make it bigger, if I can control it better. Play this one last song, and then we are. This is what I was trying to get to.
Thank you.
Happy New Moon, family. Peace and blessings to you. See you guys.
Oh.
Good night.